الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said in this hadith about the importance of being truthful. And as we know, this was the laqab or the title of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even before he declared when he started Da'wat of Islam, and his title was As-Sadiq wal-Ameen, As-Sadiq wal-Ameen, the truthful and the trustworthy. So Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that you people guarantee 6 things about yourselves and I will guarantee Jannah for you. So they asked, what are these things? And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when any one of you speaks, he should not lie. When he makes a promise, he should not break it. When he is entrusted with something, he should not breach that trust. Lower your eyes and control your hands and protect your private parts. Now, if you look at these things, there are 6 things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here. And these are, when you speak, you do not lie. If you make a promise, you do not break that promise. If you are entrusted with something, you do not break the trust. Lower your eyes, control your hands, and protect your private parts. In another hadith, Safwan bin Sulaym radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, could a Muslim be a coward? He said yes. He was asked, could a believer be a miser? Could he be stingy? He said yes. And he was asked, could a believer be a liar? And he said no. And this is in Muwatta Imam Malik. Now, if we look at these 2 hadiths, we can see very clearly, take the first one, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying 6 things. And he says, when you speak, you do not lie. Now, we need to, the purpose of all of these things is, all of these fuzzy reminders is for us to look at ourselves. Now, if you look at ourselves and say, why do we lie? We lie for one of 2 things. Either we lie because we want to escape something, or we lie because we want to look better than what we are. Otherwise, there is no other reason to lie. Now, escape something in the sense of, in terms of business, maybe it is, tax evasion or things like this, bribery, to give a bribe to get something. All of this is lying. There are different forms of telling lies. And usual excuse to say everybody does it, and in this country you cannot survive unless you do it. Now, all of this is false. Because in the same country, we have examples of people, Muslim and non-Muslim, who are not only surviving, but they are doing extremely well without telling lies, without tax evasion. I have given examples many times before. I will continue to give them. One of the biggest examples is Infosys, where the policy itself, and I had this conversation with Narayana Murthy himself, from day one, from the day they began, the policy was no bribes. We will not give a bribe, no matter what. To the extent, he said, that if we have to give even 100 rupees bribe, and because of that, because of not giving that bribe, if we have to shut down the company, we will shut down the company. But we will not give that 100 rupees. So it's not a question of big amount, small amount. We will not give a bribe, period. They have never given a bribe, and it's one of the, it's a company which is listed on NSE. So, I mean, what more do you want? It's got more billionaires than probably any other Indian company going. I'll give you another example. PC Mustafa, the guy, the Idli Dosa guy, ID, what is it called? They make this ready-made Idli Dosa thing. It's a very, very successful and very, very, very new business, which is very successful and which is a good example of entrepreneurship. Unusual place also, you know, in terms of making Idli Dosas. ID Fresh, it's called ID Fresh. So, now his business also. Here is a young guy who starts his business and he is doing a, you know, doing a very good job with that business. And same principle, no bribes, no lies, no tax evasion, none of those. I mean, not none of the usual things which people do, and they say that, you know, unless you do that, you cannot succeed. It's one of the most successful, one of the biggest success stories. After starting, they are now over 100 crores in turnover, and they are almost all over the country. One more, which is Coronet Foods, company of this city itself, Taki's company, which again, when he started, initial investment was only 5 lakhs. And to get a, to set up a biscuit factory, so to get the land and the, you know, building and so on, they tried to go to this industrial corporation which sells off non-profit making stuff which has come to them. And everyone advised him. They told him, you know, you have to give bribes. Unless you give a bribe, you will never succeed. You will never get the land. You will never get this. You will never get that. For machinery also. He was going to buy the machinery. No, you can never get it. Everyone, they all advised him, give bribes, do this. He refused. He said, I will not give a bribe. If I cannot do business, I will not do business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened doors for him. He not only got the property, he got a better property than what originally what they thought of. He not only got the machinery, he got better machinery than what he thought of. And alhamdulillah, doing very successfully. No bribes, no tax evasion, no in the biscuit business, which is full of Marwadis. It's a big racket of over invoicing and doing all kinds of things. They don't do any of that and doing and being very successful. So truth actually works. Whether you believe it or not, it actually works. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice is true, and it is something which is possible to follow in our lives. Second thing he said is, when you make a promise, do not break. Now, make a promise means what? Make a promise means in every aspect of our lives, whether it is small or big. One of the most common places where we break promises routinely and with absolutely no sense of shame is when we give people appointments. I will meet you at such and such a time. He won't come, he won't phone, nothing. It disappears. So now you are waiting. That's a promise. Whether you like it or not, it is a promise. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say, any promise you make and sign on stamp paper. He didn't say that. He said promise. A Muslim's word is his honor. So we have lost our honor to the extent where today not to keep appointments is considered to be the norm. So we even shamelessly say Arab time, Muslim time, and we laugh about it. It is such a disgrace. It's so shameful, but we laugh about the fact that we have no honor. Simple as that, just keeping an appointment. And of course, you extend this to whatever else you want, in buying and selling, in our marital relationships. When you make the aqd of nikah, that is a promise. Are you fulfilling that promise? We must see. I'm not saying nobody is doing it. Alhamdulillah, those who are doing it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. But there are also those who are not doing it. So we have to see what is this promise that we are making. Right? So across all the world. Then Rasulullah said, if you are entrusted, if somebody trusts you with something, do not break that trust. Now what is the most common way in which we break the trust? Is with people's information, is with people's confidences. Somebody tells you something in confidence, even in writing, this happened to me so many times. You know, sometimes there are sensitive pieces of information or a sensitive document, or may not be so sensitive, but it's something which I am writing, which I want somebody's opinion on. And I write very clearly in the subject column and in the saying, not for circulation. Next thing I know, it's gone all over the place. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean? So similarly, somebody tells you something in confidence, and then it becomes like, you know, as if he has put it on Akashvani, broadcast to the whole world, because you were told something. This is haram. This is completely and totally haram in Islam, and you will be questioned before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment why you did that. It's not simple. Please understand. If somebody sends you something and says this is in confidence and you don't treat that thing with confidence, you will roast before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu on the day of judgment, because nobody will forgive you. It is not simple. It is a very, very serious problem. How do you betray somebody's confidence? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you do this, I will guarantee you Jannah. So if you don't do that, what is it? Think about that. That this is the issue of being truthful. And then he said, lower your eyes, control your hands. We know what is the meaning of lower your eyes. Control your hands means that our hand must not rise for anything which is against the Sharia. Our hand must not rise to oppress anybody. It must not rise to take something which does not belong to us. It must not rise to do anything which is against the Shariat of Islam. And he said, control your and protect your private parts, which refers to our character. Now, I don't want to go into a lament about, you know, how everything is bad. That's not the point. The point is that I'm saying that each one of us needs to look at ourselves. Alhamdulillah, if any of these six things, if it is not in us, what should be in us, if it is not in us, then we need to work on it. What should be in us, if it is in us, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for this and we remain steadfast on that. But the purpose is to continuously remind ourselves again and again and again. And then the other hadith of Safwan bin Sulaym radhiyallahu anhu, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about the issue of a Muslim, whether a Muslim can be a liar, and he said he cannot be a liar. As I have mentioned this before, in the laqab of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam of As-Sadiqul Amin, he gave this laqab to the Muslims as his ummah. So who is the Muslim? The one who is Sadiqul Amin. Who is the Nabi of the Muslims? And the Nabi, of course, of all humanity. But the Nabi of the Muslims, who is he? As-Sadiqul Amin. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam honored us and honored his ummah by giving us this khitab of, giving us this title of being truthful and trustworthy. Now, how shameful is it if we deny that title by behaving in ways which are untruthful and untrustworthy? People ask this question about tax, and they say, you know, tax evasion, we live in a non-Muslim country and so on. All of this is absolute nonsense. All of this is crookery to the last extent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you responsible for it. You live in a country and your contract with the country is to obey the law of the country. You are benefiting from the taxes that people are paying. There is no excuse for not paying taxes. Right? If you are not paying taxes, then you are breaking the law of the country, which goes against the law of Islam. It's as simple as that. By all means, use tax saving means. I mean, there are many ways in which you can save tax, but do that. But to fudge accounts and to not pay taxes and have two books of accounts, This is not from Islam. Please understand. It is haram from Islam. Your income will become haram. And this is something which is, you know, no matter who gives you what fatwa, this that is the actual truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that which is harmful for us and to enable us to do that which is beneficial. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.